Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk to you about why cryptocurrency and blockchain is changing the very nature of our society.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan, and I know that sounds really grandiose and very James Bond, and we're going to take over the world and live in a volcano, and the whole world would live underwater, and so on and so forth. I know it sounds like that, but we have to do it to get the clicks. So, it's a joke. So, let's talk about blockchain, let's talk about cryptocurrency, and more, I feel like we are heading towards something very different when we come out of lockdown. And I don't know if you're feeling this too, but I kind of feel that lockdown has exacerbated or sped up, or the velocity of this speed has increased, because now suddenly, you know, like I'm buying NBA Top Shot, for example, which is videos on the blockchain for authenticity, and you can buy them, and the rare clips, even though you can watch the clip on YouTube, you buy the clip and you own the clip, and because it's a collectible, they go up in value and so on. So I bought into that a little bit, spent about $2,000 in fact, so it's not like we're going into this lightly, but just something like that, for example. This is like swapping baseball cards when you were a kid, or you know, football Panini stickers, and looking for that rare card to complete your collection. It's exactly the same thing, in fact, and I've bought a couple of rare cards, and I've bought a couple of cards, digital cards, that are not so rare, but really common. I'm just testing it, see what happens. But in terms of how is this lockdown affecting this? Well, before, you know, as a kid, you'd go to school and you'd swap cards. Want, got. Do you remember that as a kid? The Paganini stickers. Want, got, want. Do you remember that? That was really bizarre. But now as adults, we're doing it the same. And you're like, adult, grown men aren't doing that. Yeah, grown men are doing that. Grown men play on the Xbox. I had a game of Titanfall 2 just this afternoon myself. Grown men do the things that kids do when they were kids. It's just, that's just the way it goes. And so blockchain is now available to acknowledge some of the transactions that take place and recognise the authenticity of the transaction as well. But more importantly, the old swapping cards and baseball cards in America is really huge, but we can't do that now because of COVID. So what are we going to do? We're going to swap stuff online. And you know, before blockchain was involved, you couldn't swap stuff online because there's a trillion copies of it, so there's no value. However, when the official NBA, for example, the National Basketball Association in the States, releases 15,000 cards, there's only 15,000, the official cards, but now the digital. And so people are swapping this over. And it's really interesting because then also, this is sitting on the Ethereum network, and Ethereum's shooting up, but then all cryptocurrencies shooting up. And then the thing with Bitcoin at $50,000 more or less right now is that we've not even got started on this. Like, the whole value of Bitcoin is about a trillion dollars, okay? Well, Apple is worth more than that when you talk about its market capitalization. So think about this. Like, there's so few people in cryptocurrency. I know it's popular, and I know it's on the news, but really, who's got Bitcoin? Have you got it? Has your friends got it? Has your mum and dad got it? Has your grandma got it? Have the kids got it? No. So who's got it? A very few number of people have got the cryptocurrency. No one's got Ethereum, no one's got Ripple, no one's bought Dogecoin. Very few people have Bitcoin. And so when a whale comes in and buys £150 million worth of Bitcoin, which is what Elon did, or was it 150 billion? I think it was 150 million. I forget. But when he comes in as a whale, buys a whole bunch of stuff, there's a massive move in the market. And it's because there's not actually that many people buying this stuff. And so if you think it's too late for Bitcoin, and trust me, I feel like it's too late for Bitcoin, and it really isn't. That is really not the case, because there is certainly not mass adoption of Bitcoin right now. And is it the new digital gold? Yeah, I happen to think so. But it's nowhere near mass adoption of digital gold. It's just, we're not there yet. And so the next 5 to 10 years, when Bitcoin goes past the $100,000 mark, and it goes past the $500,000 mark, and it goes past the $1 million mark, we'll still be talking about this bubble called Bitcoin. Oh, it was like tulips was. Like that internet thing that will never take off. Funny that internet thing, how it's changed our lives irrevocably. It's changed our lives a lot. But think about this, in every industry or every vertical, so in the past you had communication. How do we communicate? Well, how are you watching this? You're watching this on a video or on a podcast. How are you watching it? You might be on a train or a tube, or you might be listening in the car. So, like, you know, internet has changed fundamentally how we do stuff. How do I go live in front of thousands of people every single day? Because of the internet. And so that vertical that we would call communication, which is basically one of the most important verticals. And there's only about 5 or 6 different verticals. Let's name them. Let's make these up as we go. So you've got communication, number one, right? This is in no particular order. You've got property. People need somewhere to live. Number two. You need food. Number three. But also, I'm going to actually change food to supply chain. Supply chain is going to be democratized through the blockchain. Right? Don't ask me how, because I have no idea how. I just know that that's what's going to happen. Finances, money. There's only so many things that people need. You know, money, food, supplies. But they might be the same or they might be separate. Money. And you're telling me that we're going to stick with pounds and coins? That's not going to happen. We've not even got anywhere near mass adoption yet. And when mass adoption kicks in, our money and the way that it's used, Ethereum will be there, Ripple will be there, Dogecoin will be there, Bitcoin will be there. What's the other one? Corrado, is it? Which I haven't got any of. And I'm kicking myself. We've not even got started on finances. And let's just talk about supply chain for a second, because supply chain is going to be really important. It's going to be a major shift in the way that we use supply chain right now, where we have physical human beings picking up boxes, putting them in the back of a van, and other human beings at the other end taking them out. That is going to be replaced by robots, and the trucks are going to be replaced by people like Tesla's HGVs, self-driving trucks, for $200,000 with a, you know, that will pay for itself within 3 years, and these trucks will last for 20 years. Like, you know, the whole supply chain will get cheaper because we're able to remove the thing that's the most expensive, i.e. humans. We're in for some big changes in the next 20 years. And if you're not riding this wave, oh my goodness, I'm just going past a sign. I'll have to get a picture of it. It's up there as well. Bienvenidos a Bitcoin. What on earth? Comprar, venta y intercambio. Bit2me.com. Like, there's billboards for Bitcoin. What the absolute... We are heading towards mass adoption. I've got to tell you, folks, I could not have timed that better. I had no idea that those two signposts next to each other were there. Like, this is crazy. This is the time, folks, where you need to get into it. Shit or get off the pot. What are you going to do? You need to make a decision. I've probably just offended half of my audience there. But what are you going to do? You're either going to get involved here or you're going to get left behind. And I don't want to get left behind. So we're buying this stuff, you know? We're buying NFTs. We're buying Bitcoin. We're buying Cardano. We're buying Ripple. We're buying Ethereum. We're buying, you know, what are the processes that will need to utilize the blockchain in order to work? And it's those underlying processes that you should be buying into right now. So, for example, I've bought a LeBron James video on NBA Top Shot, and that's almost like consumerism. That's not really where I should be buying into. I should be buying into the underlying technology that suits all that. What is the blockchain that's going to rest on? That's the secret. That's the secret sauce right there. Whew, what a day. All right, let me know what you guys think. Bitcoin, is it good or is it bad? And if you say it's bad, I want to know why it's bad. All right, we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.